back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
Well, Matt, another thing that the Republicans are really good at that we're not is messaging. Another thing they're very famous for is the stuff that we actually do, they take credit for. And then we stand on the sidelines and let them get away with it. Somebody should be putting a stop to that immediately. They need to get a good public relations firm or something because, you know, some of the stuff that Biden has done and the Democrats have done, they'll run out and very things they voted against, they'll tell you that, no, we did that. It's just so wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, Dick, that's an excellent point. And here's my theory. You know, we don't get a public relations firm. It really comes down to the leader doing it. When Bill Clinton was president, he was a master at that, and he's the guy. Joe Biden is more of a plumber, a workman, a guy, a carpenter, a guy that gets the job done and doesn't boast about it. And that's just the way he is. He's an honest man, and he's a hard worker. And so it's not getting out. For instance, how many people really have heard that unemployment is lower than it's been since 1968? How many people? I don't know how many people, not many. How many people know that wages are way up? And how many people know that with inflation, it's coming down? And when you pump all that money in because of COVID, trillions of dollars, that saved the country. And there's going to be momentary inflation. I mean, how many people know that we are self-sufficient in energy, and the spike in gas prices is coming down? And then Trump is Biden is standing up to Trump, and Biden is handling Russia as well as he can when he's attacked from behind. I mean, how many people know all of that? And the answer is not enough. If Bill Clinton were president, they would. But Bill Clinton was an unusual guy. Biden is as skillful and honest and good as Bill Clinton, but he doesn't have Bill Clinton's personality. Nobody has Bill Clinton's personality. Nobody. And so that to me is what it is. And I think it's incumbent on all of us to get that message out. And that message is exactly what I've just said. We have economically never been better, despite the fact that we're in a war against the Ruskies. And with the Ruskies, we don't want nuclear war, but it's a very easy thing to beat them without our getting involved by giving Zelensky the planes. How many times do I have to say this? Give Zelensky the planes. Give him the missiles. Forget about this difference between offensive and defense. The fact is, the best defense is a good offense. Newt Rockne said that, okay? So get them the missiles. Get it to them. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Bill of Shorewood.
Well, there's an additional economic variable that, in addition to the unemployment rate, the deficit, the federal deficit, is coming way down. And if you compare it to the period when the federal government was trying to rescue the U.S. economy due to the COVID shutdowns, the vaccine and the distribution of the vaccine during the Biden administration permitted the various expenditures to come way down. So, for example, the Congressional Budget Office has issued a report, October to March of fiscal year 2021 was $1.7 trillion just in that six-month period. The comparable six-month period this year is $667 billion, 40% of the previous year total. So in addition to all the other things that you're mentioning, the deficit is way down, and we're not hearing about that. Thank you,
yeah,
Matt.
That's a good point, Bill, and always love the good, solid, kind of dispassionate economic information you provide, because that's very, very important, and thank you very much. I want to get to another topic before the end of the show, and you're going to start seeing this more and more. There's a guy named Eric Toney running for attorney general against Josh Call. Eric Toney has two Republican opponents. Both of them are fringe opponents who adopt the Trump line that somehow the last election was flawed, was it stolen, all this kind of stuff, and everybody yawns. Tony had been seen as at least a moderate Republican, and he is an incumbent DA, whereas the other two clowns, one's a former assemblyman, and the other one, I don't know, came right out of left field in the blue sky. I don't know where it came from, but in any event, Tony just held a press conference yesterday, and I'm going to analyze this, because obviously Josh Call is the attorney general, and obviously we support Josh Call. But you also want some halfway responsible people on the Republican side instead, in case something takes a bad bounce. That's why I strongly think that if Tommy Thompson runs for governor, he will wipe out the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, and Nicholson, and a couple of these others. And at least if he runs against Evers wins, great. But the point is with Tommy Thompson, he's a solid guy. And he's just, let's put it this way, a solid alternative. He'll rescue the Republican Party, is what I say. Even if he loses, he brings them back. Now, Eric Toney, I had looked on in that way, and now I'm concerned, because he held a press conference urging Evers to dismiss five of the Wisconsin Election Commission members, five of them. Now, let's review the bidding on this. That sheriff in Racine County gave a press conference saying that they'd committed felonies and they should be charged. He does not understand that we don't want law enforcement bullying and attacking his civilian superiors. His idea, his job is to enforce the law in Racine County. That is it, okay? And that whole press conference is and saying that his civilian superiors somehow are felons. That's not for him to decide. That is not for him to decide. Voss has picked up on that, but here's the absurdity. There are three Republicans and three Democrats on the Wisconsin Election Commission. One of them was appointed by Voss. So somebody said, well, why don't you take him off? You can. And he just grinned. This is all posturing. Eric Toney, he's a DA, but he goes, well, Evers should get rid of all five of them. Well, first of all, Evers can't get rid of all five of them. Second of all, Evers isn't going to get rid of all five of them because they're excellent people. What they did, their essential sin in all of this, was that during the COVID pandemic in 2020, what they did is their old folks in assisted living facilities that were closed down. So a wife couldn't visit her husband. Husband couldn't visit the wife. They would kiss each other through the glass. Very sad, very, very sad. So the law said you're supposed to try a couple of times to deliver their ballots. The home wouldn't let them in. So they mailed them the ballots. And they got them. Nobody says they didn't get them. The ones that wanted to vote filled them out, sent them back in. And for that reason, the Republican Party is saying they should go to prison. But wait a minute, not all six, only five. Why not the six? Because the six was one of the fraudulent electors for Trump. In other words, he genuflected to Trump. He turned around and he said, I get it. I'm for Trump now. And then he gets absolved. So Eric Toney, in my judgment, is doing something, making a very bad mistake. What he's trying to do is pander to the Trump base by saying that Evers should somehow dismiss these people when he has no power to do it so he can check that box, but he's not doing anything himself. And not only that, he started to prosecute a few people for voter fraud, but what they were one guy that voted in two places, and he was a Republican. So Tony is going through, Eric Toney, is going through this weird kabuki dance. So I got some word for him. Obviously, we got to have a Democratic DA in there to stop the fraud from the Republicans. But if they're going to have a nominee, just like they've got to have Thompson as the Republican nominee for governor, Tony was the guy we all thought, well, at least he's semi-sane. I hope this is posturing. You better give some very quick signals, Tony, because you're beginning to look quite strange about this. Coming to the end of the show, great, great, great call-ins. All of you guys, great call-ins. Thanks for calling. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.